Welcome to the Greenheart Living Podcast with your host, Elizabeth Hill.
I'm coming to you from a writing retreat that I have set up for myself to get work done on my book. There's a lot that you can do to make sure that you have accountability and do work at home. And sometimes it can just be helpful to get out of Dodge. When you are home, it can be hard because you are surrounded by all the things that you need to do. There might be other people you live with that want to talk with you and interact with you, which is nice. There might be things that you need to take care of, like the dishes and the vacuuming and the cleaning. And there's always this list, this to-do list when we're at home. And so it can be good to get out of that environment, to have space by yourself, or to write in community with other people that are doing the same type of thing that you're up to. A cool thing presented itself to me with this. So I've been very fortunate where I've gotten to go away a couple times to Kripalu to work on books, to work on projects. That's where I finished up my edits for my Love Notes book. And that is a really nice setting because you can go away and you can have all of your needs taken care of for you. It's nice to have people around you, but not necessarily need to interact with them, but just have other folks around. So for me, that makes me feel safe sometimes rather than being on my own. And to have meals there, or to be able to go to a yoga class if I wanted to, or to be able to sit outside in a beautiful setting. I've been fortunate in that I know someone that works there. So I get some sweet discounts and sometimes even get to go for free, which is amazing. Money is a thing, right? So we might not at any point be able to afford to go on a writing retreat or to pay for a hotel room, right? Those are all things that you can do if you have the funds to do it. And that can be a really nice thing to get to do. But here's the deal. How I did this is my friend needed me to pet sit. She asked me to take care of her cat, Brahmi, and her fish and the outside birds. And we realized that this would be so cool because I would be able to focus on my writing while I was there. And so I've been here 2 days and it is just what I needed to set aside other things and work on my book. And because at home, there's always stuff I need to do. Here, I don't relate to it as my place that I have chores and things I have to do other than just feeding myself, taking care of the cat, right? Doing these types of things. But I'm not looking at other stuff that I have to tackle like I do at my own house. I'm not looking at this pile of paper that I know represents things I need to file or whatever the thing is, right? It is a place where I can just be and take care of myself and work on my book. And so that is really lovely. And so this could be a thing that you hadn't thought of, but see if there is a way that you could create something at somebody's home, going to visit someone. They could be there, or you could be swapping living spaces, right? That get creative and see if there's a way that you can create your own writing retreat in another location, which will allow you to focus on these things, focus on your project, and give yourself permission to only focus on those things. Now, I'll be honest, I have difficulty doing that, right? I have worked on other projects while I'm here. But my first priority was my book. So after I take care of myself and do my things, like I do my yoga every morning, I drink my lemon water and my mushroom coffee, and then I'm writing in my journal, right? That's how I keep my body and my brain together. I have to do these things first. And then a couple hours on my book. And once I do those couple hours on my book, I can go do something else and I can attend to a client or I can work on something, go for a walk or what have you. But it's been a shift in the priorities, whereas before it would always be that I need to take care of my clients and my clients' books first, which is important, obviously, to prioritize that. And it's good to give myself space to shift that every once in a while and allow myself to do the work that I'm teaching other people to do too. So I hope you found some inspiration in that, or maybe some new ideas. I'd love to hear from people that have done this and created their own writing retreats in different locations. Blessings. Love you.
To find out more about Green Heart Living, visit us on our website at www.greenheartliving.com. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/greenheartliving.